This is the morning news. Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, are just about to start their debate. It's their first of three over the next month, ahead of the November 3rd election. The event is held in the Midwestern city of Cleveland, Ohio. Biden has maintained a 7% advantage for weeks over Mr. Trump in national polls, but the race is closer in several key battleground states, which raises the possibility that Mr. Trump could do what he did in 2016, once again lose the popular vote as he did against Hillary Clinton, and still win enough state electoral votes to claim victory. There are estimates that some 100 million Americans will be watching the debate tonight, either on television or live stream. The number of people killed by COVID-19 has surpassed 1 million. That's according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center, which put the total number of infections worldwide at more than 33 million. Lamenting what he called an agonizing milestone, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called on the world to overcome the challenge presented by the pandemic and to learn from past mistakes made at the outset. Responsible leadership matters, Guterres said. Science matters, cooperation matters, and misinformation kills. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus, which is believed to have originated in Wuhan, China, late last year. As the pandemic reaches that grim milestone of a million deaths, a World Health Organization official said the actual death toll is probably higher. The 1 million fatalities are among more than 33.2 million people around the world who have been infected by the disease. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Britain and Canada have imposed sanctions on Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, his son, and other top officials for allegedly rigging the country's presidential election and committing acts of violence against protesters. The sanctions are the first imposed by major Western powers against Belarusian government officials. The sanctions subject them to an immediate travel ban and an asset freeze. Lukashenko's post-election crackdown has resulted in the arrest of more than 12,000 people who participated in mass demonstrations that erupted after he claimed victory in an election that opponents allege was stolen. Lukashenko has denied the election was fixed. Earlier Tuesday, French President Emmanuel Macron pledged European support for the people of Belarus after he met with opposition leader Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya. The talks took place in Lithuanian capital Vilnius, where Tsikhanouskaya had fled after the August presidential election in Belarus sparked a political crisis. Many in Belarus reject the official results of the election that gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office. Thousands have protested in the weeks following the vote. The European Union said last week it does not recognize Lukashenko as president. Macron has said he must step down. U.S. lawmakers are preparing for an historic confirmation battle over President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett. She met with several Republican senators on Tuesday ahead of her confirmation hearing in the Senate in October. Democrats are strongly opposed to Barrett and Republicans' acceleration of the confirmation process. They maintain the winner of the presidential election should nominate a successor to liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died on September 18th at the age of 87. She was buried today at Arlington Cemetery. National polls indicate most Americans prefer that the next president elected, whether it be Trump or Biden, select the next Supreme Court justice. The 48-year-old Barrett is a devout Catholic. She's very popular among conservative evangelical Christians. Abortion rights groups are concerned that Barrett's confirmation could threaten the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling that legalized abortion in the United States. The Chinese-owned video sharing platform TikTok says it is creating a guide to protect against misinformation during the 2020 U.S. elections to help voters find the information they need. TikTok has sought to alleviate U.S. concerns over privacy issues by forming a partnership with two U.S. companies, Oracle and Walmart. The deal has not been finalized, and there have been conflicting statements among the parties about how much each company would own. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.